Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Good news, though, for potential first home buyers in Coffs. There is a property for sale just on the outskirts of Coffs Harbour for $69,000.
If you'd like to enter the property market at a nice and hilarious price, then we've got the plot of land for you.
And you'll never forget when someone says, oh, what did you buy this for in 2020? You're like,
normally it's rude.
I remember.
Normally it's rude to ask, but you'd be telling everybody.
You would. The only catch of this property is it's a bit of a niche. More of a laneway than a property. It is 2.69 metres wide and 50 metres long.
Yeah.
It's a pathway.
It is, basically. I'm kind of angry that this plot of land just was allowed to even exist, to be honest, because it seems like it's a waste. Why not let somebody have a slightly
bigger backyard? Why is it not council land? It's a path.
That's what I mean.
Apparently they're selling it anyway.
There's an idea. New council chambers. Really skinny council chambers.
They're more like tents.
Real skinny cultural centre.
You've got a really great idea for the space, which is a tall walkway.
Yeah, well
make
first.
Make the money back.
Well first.
Can you at least get some perks of going through the tall walkway, like a spritz of water on the face if you're a bit hot, maybe some sunscreen, water?
No, but we will set up an express lane for people who are walking in groups, kind of like a carpool lane.
Are you going to actually separate cyclists and people?
No.
It's never been done.
It's a mixed bag.
It has never been done.
George has given us a call on 13 12 16. Do you have any ideas for this laneway?
Yes. I think that if I bought it, I would make like a lap pool, but like only a one lane lap pool.
Well, it is 20. It's 50 metres long, isn't it?
Is that Olympic standard, that
lane
size?
Yeah, that is. That is.
Right? Do you need more than 2 points?
Yeah, you'd have to do a tumble turn for sure.
Oh, for sure. Got to work on those.
That's okay. I mean, if you go an Olympic-sized lane, you should be a profession at the tumbles. You're absolutely not doing those awkward turnarounds at the end.
Imagine the creepy crawly for that bad boy. Just going back and forth.
You'd be the longest pool skimmer ever. Georgia, thank you so much for that suggestion. Craig from Sawtell, mate, what do you reckon we should do with this little plot of land?
I don't know, but I just heard you questioning its existence. I bet you it was a Dunnyman Lane.
A Dunnyman Lane?
Yeah, when you used to crap in a bucket and the Dunnyman would come along and collect it.
Out
of the old back.
Huh? Do they drive in it?
Yeah, well, they drive the truck down and then they go and empty all your toilet buckets or whatever the hell they used to call them.
Wow.
Mum used to talk about it down in Sydney. There were laneways between houses everywhere.
Can you fit a car down
there? It used to be truck go down there. They just empty all the poo buckets into them.
Dumb question, but 2.69 metres, could you fit a car down that comfortably?
I don't think you could.
Yeah. I reckon you would.
So not only do they have a crap job, but that would be a hell of a reverse job.
Oh, no. Well, you drive down and go out the other end.
Yeah, right.
And then you go into the next lane. And all your outdoor toilets used to be down at the back fence.
Yeah, 2005 was a really weird time, wasn't it?
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.